you have struggled, but when it's completed, you feel good. Now, this struggling is a essential nature of samadhi, I think. Constantly you have to balance so like reading some novel, you are totally you say absorbed. In the world of novels, that's a samadhi. You are totally involving in it, and you don't have even consciousness of you are there, or there is no judgment involved. You are totally into it. That's a state of samadhi. Joe, in the sitting in meditation, it's often referred to the King Samadhi. King Samadhi. Maybe you wrote it somewhere. O Zammai. Like Zajo, Ritsujo, Gajo, and Hojo, walking samadhi, sitting samadhi, and Gajo, lying down samadhi. Those four physical position, we say, and sitting samadhi is named as King Samadhi. All Buddha Tathagatas practice this. It is not something very artificial. Maybe you might say like a center of the clock without this little diamond in it, this needle cannot move. King is like that. It's not a person, it's a position. People take that position and see the whole mandala, how things are advancing to exist. So when you sit down in sitting samadhi, no matter who you are, you become King Samadhi. And the nice thing is, it is a creation process, not the static, imagined illusory thing. It is a real. and you really experience within you.
I don't feel complete. You know, I feel like something's missing. And my life becomes dull and dreary.
He's not here. The person who was here disappeared. His question in the first day of our meeting here, his question was sitting, what is for? Do you remember? What do you achieve by sitting practice? My Zazen teacher, from my 17 years old time, constantly say sitting doesn't make any sense to you. As a human being, it's not human business. So you cannot expect anything, or you cannot bring anything to it. I mean, conceptual. You cannot. Your brain cannot do anything about this effect of sitting. In the end of Bendoa, which Dogen Zenji's work, essential work, you read this in the end of core part of it, before 18 discourse of question and answer, there is very rich contents in the 18 questions and answer. End of Jijyu Samadhi, it says myriad of Buddhas from the three world, past, present, and future, all get together and look at your short period of sitting. They discuss about how valuable it is, no, what limitless merit in this sitting. They cannot figure out the edge of it, edge of the. So the one period of sitting is so big, in a way, so small, like atomic essence. Their Buddha's intellect observation cannot measure in the influence of your sitting. Dogen state like that. Again, it is because of this nature of the kingness. If king is not there, everything fall apart. Like a compass of the magnet in the boat, there is a compass always points north. So the you know which direction the ship is going, even in a very stormy, in the midst of storm, still you can choose the direction. That kind of function this King Samadhi has. It's hard, I know. You're sitting one period is so hard, you know. It doesn't make much sense. Intellectually, it just feels like a total waste of time. You know, you want to get up and do something else. But I know all of you have some feeling about this is it, no, this is it. At least once a day, you go back to it and then come out of it. Forget about zazen or meditation or even prayer. I'm very tempted to read your paper. Mara, do you have anything to say to her question? That's a very deep sense of love, I think. Express it, and then expression confirms your original inspiration. I recalled about Shakyamuni Buddha's silence to all kind of question. As soon as you open your mouth, you miss the point. If you don't speak, if you don't speak, you go back to the yourself, go back to absolute, in which everything is existing. So expression itself limits. That's why you cannot quite satisfy. No. The student came to him and if you do not express the path of enlightenment, path to enlightenment, I'm not going to follow your way. For example, whether Tathagata, whether he or she lives forever or sometime ends life of Tathagata, he kept silence because limitation of language cause misunderstanding. Whether there is an edge to this whole universe, no? Edge means limitation of this whole universe. Looking at the sky full of stars, your mind expand, and whether there is a limit of this universe or this whole thing sometime collapse or not. Again, he kept silence because it doesn't help day-to-day management of your own life. Yes, to say yes is one way, to say no is another way. And you cannot say yes and no. These days, scientists are discussing about these subjects, you know, whether we are existing or not, whether this universe has a limit or limitless, finite or infinite. This life is very strange, you know? We don't know who we are. And try to define who we are. Say we are human being is the best of all, or something like that. Some people feel human being the worst of all. The Buddha's concern was to end the suffering, to conquer the hindrance of the reasons of sufferings within and within others too. That is an immediate concern that always Buddha carried. Last week I brought a book and two movies to my children. One is Little Buddha and one is a cup. Oh, they enjoyed, they repeat watching it. in this little Buddha, there was a very remarkable scene, that moment of Buddha's enlightenment appeared. King of Mara sit in front of the Buddha under the Bodhi tree, just exactly same as him. Confronting in front of him. Before that, hundreds of temptations attack him. Have you seen this movie? Also, it was some scene. This was Tibetan Tukud's story, but this story is also brought into Buddha's life, Gautama Buddha's life, and this little talk, Western boy's story, go together. all the Rinpoche's educating little boy, reincarnation of Dharma Dorje, and the teacher of the present Dalai Lama, I think. It's a wonderful story. This special scene of Mara's attack was similar to Christ's story about, again, you say temptation. It's quite similar when you look into this, and when you come to Mara finally disappear, and Buddha became Jina, the conqueror of the conqueror of the self, not the conqueror of the another nation or something like that. That you conquered your meekness or weakness. Nine different kind of army came to him, and finally this king of the Mara disappeared, crumbled down, showing his Mara's quite ugly face it is. My children say, ah! And repeat, rewind 1 minute and then come to this point. One of 10 names of Buddha is called Jina. Jina is a victorious one. Hey?
It goes back to communication and suffering and the Buddha doing a lot.
That's a nice subject to discuss, no? That walking through you talk about is, I think about do you say gestalt or gestalt the therapy, some kind of make subject to analyzed completely and what do you say, make it to lead it to the emptiness. Very, very hard operation. One way you are talking, you have such tendency, you just to be with it, and by being with it without doing much, just being with it heals the situation. Christ was a genius of this. He didn't do much, just to be with, like go into the Lapasi village and stay with them for a while. That's a very fearless action, but